You're listening to DraftKings Network.
What's going on, guys? Ellie from Copper 9 here. You might not know who I am, but I've got nothing better to do. So watch the Soccer Cooligans talking all things football, politics, music, culture. Swipe up, click the link,
do
something.
That'll do. That'll perfect.
Hi, Poppy!
Let's go.
Let's go. Look at this. I feel like my cheeks look very flush.
It's the damn color on your screen. It's all messed up. Even your microphone looks weird.
I look like Santa Claus.
You blushing.
I don't know what's going on.
You blushing, my G.
The chat with all these compliments about my shirt are making me...
Picking the color of your shirt is not a compliment. You compliment hound.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Prem Show. We are the Cooligans. My name is Christian Polanco.
That's right. I'm Alexis Guerrero.
All right. This is the Prem Show. This is our spinoff podcast, focus on all things Premier League, focus on all things going on in Europe and Champions League. All the things that we don't have the time to discuss on our other show is where it all happens. And we do this live on Twitch with everyone in the chat who's out here flooding the chat with all their comments and questions and just really just talking about my shirt. It's mostly about my shirt, to be honest.
There's a lot going on. I'm wearing the OG PSG drip. And ain't nobody even talking about it. Look at this. I got Opel on the front.
Yeah.
Come on, son.
Yeah, why is nobody talking about me? They should be talking about me.
I lied to my wife and told her this was a gift, even though I spent a lot of money on this. So please, talk about it in the chat.
We're at the point, whenever like a new... What I've been doing recently is I've been getting on eBay, getting cheap MLS kits. Just so I could have different backdrops. Like if we have some guest who played for the
Chivas USA or whatever,
I'll get it. And sometimes on eBay you can find them for like $15. But we're at the point where we have so many kits that even getting another one, it could be 4 cents that we get a kit for, and it and to our partners they just seem like, what the hell are you wasting more money on these things?
Yo, but it's... Whatchamacallit, someone says that people are joining for the Prem Show, but it's two dudes talking about shirts. Thank you, David from Tampa. Dude, my wife, since COVID has started, I have filled my closet with the kits I've always wanted. You know what I mean? There's a couple in there that I'm not spending more than like, $60 on a jersey. I just can't do it. You know what I mean? So I'm not getting like the $300 ones I want. But like they're there, so I'm just buying a lot more. I'm spending about $300 on kits. Just getting more than one.
But it feels like you're really, you're being very responsible with your money.
I also I got hooked up with this dude who has a bunch of double XL kits that he's getting rid of. And he gets rid of them every once in a while, like when his wife gets on his ass. So really all that's happening is his wife is becoming less annoyed. Yeah. My wife is becoming more annoyed.
This going to be like this should be like some fat guy exchange of kits so that you can get, so your partners are not upset with you.
So I will send you 5 of my double XL kits. You send me 5 of your double XL kits.
It's like, thank you for saving my marriage for another month.
Same amount of space in a closet, all new kids.
Yes, okay, everybody. Yes, this is very much, we're talking about soccer shirts. So
okay, we're talking about kits.
Falls under a soccer show. I know people can be like, wait, when's the soccer start? It has begun. Champions League, as we're taping this, Champions League matches are going on right now. Barcelona's up 1-0 against Juve. Chelsea just defeated Krasnodar 4-0.
I really wish Krasnodar would have showed up for that.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Christian Pulisic. Hold on. Let's start there. Did you see Christian Pulisic? He scored. He scored the 4th goal in this game. The attacking 3 of Timo Werner, Christian Pulisic, and Hakim Ziyech is like unbelievable, right? They looked great. But
it's a whole new Chelsea for sure.
Because Ziyech was injured at the start, and he got his first goal as well. But the beard, Christian Pulisic is letting it grow, and he went from just like the American wonder kid to just a grown ass man out here burying some goals.
He looking like he sell like craft beard oil. You know what I mean?
Christian Pulisic looks like he grows a beard very quickly. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because I could have sworn I saw him a week ago and he did not have that beard.
It is, and it's like you can tell it is thick. It is like he has to really keep it under control.
He has to buzz it at halftime. You know what I mean?
Zvogs 99 says, is Pulisic a zaddy? Yeah, I guess so.
No, that's not a zaddy. That's the dude that when your man goes away on a business trip, you bang. You know what I mean? Because he was there to fix he's like, yeah, I'll fix the curtains, you know, or whatever, like the pipes or whatever.
Yeah, the curtains they fixing? Yeah, they do now.
Well, no, man, you don't understand, honey. We have broken curtains.
But he's looking like in a couple weeks, he's going to be doing those like photo shoots with chest hair. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if you hear. Do you hear Nutmeg? Because he's making a bit of noise.
Yes, I hear someone banging on the on the walls of your cage. Yeah.
Yeah. So we got him like a ball on the string, and it's like a suction cup, and he is. This is the thing that entertains him now. He's like losing his mind. So you might hear that in the background. So apologies if it disrupts or bothers anybody. But Nutmeg looks very cute while he's at it. Okay.
Hagipedia said like Shep Messing. He got Christian Pulisic posing for photos like Shep Messing. Put some pants on.
Yeah, but and it's just like
now that's just tubing though. You're tubing exactly. Out there.
Well, we did have Shep Messing on the show recently, and it's wild how. Because he did do a nude photo shoot, and nude in like you saw the whole Shep, all right? You saw the whole mess in, okay?
he hung full Shep.
And but it's interesting because I think even now, you know how ESPN does the yearly nude magazine or whatever,
the body issue,
the body issue, right?
Yeah,
the nude issue. It's just, just like a very, very different tone. The body issue. And if Shep would have done something like that in 2020, I mean, 23 year old Shep in 2020, not 70 year old Shep. It might have been a different.
Let me tell you something. If he goes full Shep right now. Fam,
look, we have to applaud that man. Okay?
He won't even know what part of the internet he broke. He don't even know that internet exists.
He'll be breaking Al Gore's internet, bro.
Yo, okay? Damn. Amazon will shut down. People trying to buy very dark shaded sunglasses.
Yes, if you haven't listened to our interview with Shep Messing, please do that. It's so it's great. It's super funny. But props to Chelsea getting that win. I saw.
I also want to apologize to everyone listening to this show when it comes out as a podcast on Thursday, because all you're going to hear in the background is what sounds like someone working on an HVAC unit.
Look, you got to take the good and bad when it comes to Nutmeg.
It sounds like pure mayhem. Un revolu is happening in your apartment.
This is what's going on.
Yo, tell us right now in the chat if you have any idea what a revolu is. Because this is as close to the definition of a revolu as it
maybe
gets.
Maybe for next time, I take the toy out. I didn't think he would go that crazy, but he's having.
Maybe pad the wall where the toy is. This sounds like absolute mayhem.
Northwood Guitar said, "I don't know what a revolu is. A revolu is just." Bedlam, you know?
It's like a this is the everyone does this when you say revolu, it's like everything happening at
this
once.
This is the universal sign
for revolu.
We just got an update that Marcus Rashford just put Manchester United up 2-0 against RB Leipzig.
Let's go.
All right, so where should
if
we?
If he keeps playing like this, he's gonna try to score. He's gonna try to feed them kids buckets. You know what I mean?
So speaking of Manchester United, you want to start with the first story about Manchester United and Erling Haaland? Is that what we have?
Yeah, let's do it. Because apparently, he's their next target, or they're still in the run, if you will, to try to buy Erling Haaland. And it's like, homie. you couldn't afford Jadon Sancho. That's like you go to a store and you're like, all right, let me get that Gucci belt. And your credit card is denied. You're like, all right, fine, I'll take two Gucci belts. Like, I don't think you understand how credit cards work.
yeah, it's a you, when it comes to the either I don't know if it's necessarily a money issue or a negotiating issue when it comes like Manchester United don't seem super appealing right now.
Although they've seemed to have turned a bit of a corner, and I don't know if this is just. You know, the whole thing with Ole Gunnar Solskjaer is like it seems like a roller coaster, right? They're absolutely incredible one week and they're the worst the next week. They seem to have kind of turned a corner. But yeah, I mean, why would he give up on Dortmund? You know what I mean? He's already in the Champions League. You ain't.
Are you talking about Manchester United?
Yeah.
They are in the Champions League.
I thought they were in Europa.
No, oh, yeah, no, they are right in Champions now. League. I just
Sorry.
Said that
I
they
was
were.
Just thinking, I was thinking Arsenal, you know?
I'm like, what are you talking about?
But my point is, you're already doing pretty good in Dortmund. The only reason he's going to leave is for money. But think about it. Where's Haaland going to go next? It's got to be Real Madrid. It's got to be a Barcelona. It can't be Manchester United. That doesn't make sense.
I mean, you're talking about it like Manchester United shouldn't even be spoken in the same breath as these other clubs. I wouldn't go that far. They are still a pretty big brand and big club.
Sure, big brand, but is it a step up from Dortmund?
Yes. Yes.
I don't think so.
As far as,
people are saying Alexis being Alexis. I think I just saw Alexis blush. Morgan Tenza said, Alexis, do you actually have a soccer show? I was thinking of Arsenal. Madrid or Bayern. Thank you, Board Martin. Manchester United is not a step up from Dortmund. Not right now. 5 years ago. No, not even. Sir Alex Ferguson era, yeah. But okay. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer? Nah, fam.
I mean, maybe it's a lateral move. I don't know.
He'll certainly get paid more because he's going to have to be to make that move.
At this point, look, when we talk about the superstar footballer.
Wonder said he was conceived at Ellen Road. He's coming home to Leeds. I don't know if that's
what
true.
What an incredible just visual that this Norwegian man was conceived at Ellen Road.
Why at that time wasn't Leeds in like League 3, like League 2?
What a beautiful story.
Manchester United up 3-0, by the way.
Okay, look at that. Good for them. I mean, Northwood Guitar, he feels bad for Tyler Adams, but Tyler Adams is not playing currently, right? Yeah. I believe he's injured. So, whatever. I was going to make a point about Erling Haaland, but I did forget. As far as like what clubs he should go to. Oh yeah, the point I was going to make that these superstar footballers like it can't it, you know at some point it's not about money, right? Because they have all of it. He makes a lot of money. He makes a lot of money already. How much more money? What is money going to be the reason he goes to Manchester United or Madrid or whatever? Like then, the things that parse these big clubs are fairly minuscule, right? It's I would say it's more of a matter of who else he's going to play with.
Don't
right?
be using words like parse, okay? you know, you remember who you're talking to, old green shirt.
Yeah.
But let's also
who thinks Manchester United are not in the Champions League while they're currently playing in it.
Bruh, how can you be in the Champions League if you're in the championship in England? What? They're in the Prem? I think
Look, Drunkle Steve just said, Christian, if there's one thing anyone can say about rich people is that they rarely turn down the opportunity to get more rich. I understand
that's true.
That.
But also, he has the capability to probably be the most expensive player on earth. He has that capability. So you're saying he won't take that chance?
No.
This isn't like a player saying, my passion is to play here for Dortmund. He ain't from Dortmund. He's there because it's developed him into the player that he is today, and it's giving him the spotlight to move to a bigger club. I guarantee you that. I put all the money
out. And Dortmund is in that for that reason as well. They understand why.
Yeah.
They're flipping houses over at Dortmund, okay?
100%.
That is their business.
They're an HGTV television show, for sure.
There, it's Property Brothers, whatever. You know?
100%. But here's the thing. if Jadon Sancho is worth whatever was 110 million pounds or whatever, let's just say dollars. If he's worth 110 million pounds, how much is Erling Haaland worth right now?
So I would, my instinct says more.
Yes, a lot more.
Because he's a more proven goal scorer, but he also hasn't really.
He's a goal scorer. That's it. That's
he just doesn't have the body of work just yet.
Punk Rock Dad 81 said, "Haaland hunters."
That's a good one. Oh my god! Yes, Board Martin. He's young AF as well. Yeah, he's just young. I just don't think he's.
How old is Sancho?
Sancho's a little bit older. I think like 2-3 years older, if I'm not mistaken. But he's also English, right? That's also a bigger incentive for an English club to bring him in.
Since when? They barely got English people playing in the Premier League right now as it is. And also,
quite a few. Alex.
The percentage just dropped is the point I'm trying to make. And also, dude, Erling Haaland, if Jadon Sancho is worth $110 million, Erling, easy. Thank you. Jadon Sancho's 20 years old. Thank you, Colo Blanco. Easy. 150. That's like a steal. $150 million.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know why I said it like I'm running an auction. $150 million goes to the team in red in the back.
Goes to Board Martin in the chat.
You better hurry up with this money.
Okay, hit the donate button out here and just donate $150 million if you like.
Or you could just subscribe 70 million times.
Okay. So, look, it's all obviously speculative. Who knows exactly who will end up. We know he won't be at Dortmund for so long. Mike Wonder said Haaland needs to make a move that solidifies his brand.
100%.
Sure. If his
that's Real Madrid. The only place I see him is Real Madrid.
If his brand is liking MAGA tweets, then sure. You know what I mean? Like, go for it.
Hey, Pulisic is doing the same thing,
they got
the
problems. That 50 Cent tweet and post, like, man. Don't hit the like on that. Come on. It's interesting because as soon as I saw the thing from Pulisic, I'm like, we forget, like, for us, 50 Cent was a thing, like, while we were in college, you know, like, or like in our 20s, 50 Cent is popping. But for like Pulisic, it's like when he's like 13 years old, this is the greatest rapper alive. And he's like, okay, this is great. So, I'm going to like everything he has to say.
I mean, you can't like everything he has to say. You know what I mean? I know he has a release clause for $60 million, but I can't imagine. If you paid $60 million for Erling Haaland, consider yourself the greatest GM of all sports. And you've got to be paying him then. He probably won't even consider moving to your club unless you pay him at minimum £300,000 a week, right?
Okay. Yeah, I can see that.
Nick Leach says, 50 Cent has a release clause? Yeah, I mean, I could have made a very disgusting joke, but I'll just say Tubin.
Oh, my goodness. So,
How much do you think Erling Haaland is worth? Like, what would you pay for him? What do you think he's going to be? Like, forget the release clause.
I mean, look, once you start mentioning 100 million, it's like 100 million seems like it should be enough money. I think
if you said already he should be worth more than Jadon Sancho, and Jadon Sancho's 110 or 109.
I think because of this year and the pandemic and transfers have really not like been popping like that. This is. He's going to go for lower than if we were not in a pandemic. So I think like if he goes for more than like 110, 120, I'd be very surprised. But is it like when you think of Erling Haaland, is he going to like go for more than like Neymar and stuff like that? Like I don't really see that happening.
I could see him going for less than Neymar for sure. But it's got to be way more than just 120, 130. Mike Wonder said Haaland is equal to one and a quarter Sancho's. Svok says to transfer market we go. Okay, all right, let us know what you see as far as his value is concerned. But I think a guy who scores you the goals on a team like Manchester United is more important than an assist, someone who gives you assists right now. Hey, everybody, thanks so much for listening to the podcast. We just want to break it with a word from one of our sponsors, us, and us, technically you.
The Cooligans have now gotten into the mask game, okay,
right, everybody? We are Big Mask. That's the business we're in, baby.
Look, if you want to get, obviously, everybody, you need a mask. Wear a damn mask if you want to get over this dumb pandemic that is ruining all our lives.
Right.
But so we decided, you know what, let's make one. And I think it'll be kind of cool if it has the Cooligans logo on it. It also says stay safe and stay gully right on it. You'll be the freshest, gulliest mask wearer in the world.
Everybody at that Wegmans or wherever you go in as they're dragging some maskless Karen out and you walk past them wearing this will be like, whoa.
Yeah, you're just like, with your Cooligans mask, you're just gonna be like, couldn't be me.
Okay? Nah, fam, I'm staying gully and safe. And here's the best part. 100% of the proceeds is going to go to charity. We are I guess doing a collaboration with South Bronx United. They help the community in the South Bronx. They have a soccer academy. They do educational classes. They had a journalism class that Christian and I spoke at, and they were like, who are these two? They're not journalists. We know more than them. And I'm like, yep. Oh, these kids say the darndest things. And also they help out the community where they hand out masks. They do a lot of legal help for a community that could use all of those things. And we absolutely love all those things. We grew up in similar communities, so we wanted to give back. So 100% of the proceeds of this mask goes to that. And in fact, Upper 90, who is teamed up with us and is making the mask, actually gave us an even better deal so we could give even more to charity. So exactly. This would mean a lot to us if you would purchase this. Even if you didn't need an extra mask, it's worth having one, especially one that's as gully as this.
Exactly. So, you know, if you don't need one, give it to your child. Okay.
That's right.
They could use a nice gully mask while they're
put one on your
learning.
Puppy.
Okay. So pick one up. You can get them at soccercooligans.com. They are from Upper 90. They're a high quality mask. You can wear them for a long time. They're really comfortable. Highly recommend it. Even if you don't need one, all the proceeds do go to charity. So you'll be supporting a very good cause in South Bronx United. You can see the description. The link will be in the description of this podcast episode. Or you can just go right to soccercooligans.com and the link will be there as well. So pick up a mask today.
I think 20 to 25 goals in a season is more important than 20 to 25 assists in a season right now. And Erling Haaland can score from any angle. Unless they already had, I mean, you can make a suggestion or you can make an argument that they already have buckets. They just need someone to get them the ball. They need a better midfielder. I wouldn't necessarily agree, but dude, Erling Haaland, that's going to be money. It's going to be money.
Yeah, I think they – look, if he can bring trophies to Dortmund, if he can get them to win Bundesliga, I think that would just be absolutely tremendous. If he can just get over the mountain that is Bayern Munich, it will do so much for his career and his future. But they aren't – they even this team, even with him, they're not that much better. They're not better than Bayern. I mean, without a doubt, he's great.
No.
But there's still like if he's gonna leave Bundesliga, then he has to kind of. I think he has to kind of prove that he can play in those games against Bayern and do well.
I'd even go so far as to say he should. He needs to leave Bundesliga. He's already done it there. He needs to leave.
Okay. He's already done it in Bundesliga. This is his what second.
He's already shown he's of the highest level.
One and a half season.
the only scorer that I think is better than him is Lewandowski, and Lewandowski's kind of old now. So he's the top striker in Bundesliga for me.
Dave from Tampa said, would you take Mbappe or Haaland at Madrid if you could only get one?
Haaland.
Really?
Yeah. You could find speed on the wing, and I know Mbappe's much better than that. But you could find someone to fill that spot. It won't be easy, but you could find it.
I feel like with the
a scorer like Haaland comes once in a generation.
With the team they have, I would. I feel like I would take Mbappe. I don't know.
I just think you hate Erling Haaland.
I don't hate him. I'm just not like I'm not.
You're not enamored.
I'm not sold yet. I'm not totally sold yet.
What do you need to see?
He's very good. He's very good. But I'm not. You know, as far as like, I don't know. I think other things like being, you know, being a good teammate and being all these like, I like what I see when it comes to.
Who gives a shit?
I mean, it's not just one guy against 11. They have.
But
to
play. Championships don't got no good boy clauses in them. I don't care.
Okay, I mean, but you still gotta be, you know, cool with your coworkers.
Yeah.
I forgot the point I was gonna make again. I don't know all the interruptions. Anyway,
Hammered Hamster says Alexis thinks Mbappe's only good because he is fast. You heard it here first. I specifically said, and I know he's better than that. But the one thing you could do is replace the overwhelming speed that he has. You could replace that. You're not going to get all the other talent, but a guy like Erling Haaland doesn't need all of that. Someone like Mbappe needs a good striker, at least, to finish the job or to get the defenders out of his way so he could do it.
I don't know about all that. I don't know
I think Champions League last year proved that. Last year meaning last season.
I mean, look,
which was 4 weeks ago, by the way.
Mbappe needs to leave PSG so that people respect his ability a bit more. That's kind of the position that he is in. He's dominant in Ligue 1, but everywhere else he is not. That we know for sure. But he also did win a World Cup, and he's pretty darn good. And the rumor is that the dream is to go to Real Madrid. So actually,
although he was a Chelsea fan growing up.
Okay. Well, you know what, Alexis? Nobody's perfect, bro. I don't know what to tell you.
I know.
The
Haaland and Mbappe duo, Colo Blanco, nice.
That'd be fun, without a doubt. And they're both like
700 million forwards.
They're both very, very fast, and that's all they're good at. Both of them, they don't know how to do anything else but be fast. But no,
do we rate them for anything else?
No, I don't know. I mean, look, I just started watching soccer 6 minutes ago, and I know right. what I know.
Well, you know what? I'm not going to start watching until Manchester United make it into the Champions League. I'm just not going to do it. Bauer said Alexis sounded like Mourinho over here. Don't you dare disrespect me and my family that way.
That would be entertaining. So but I do want to talk about Real Madrid, and we should discuss that. The video, the Benzema.
Of Benzema telling, who was he telling?
Mendy.
He was telling Mendy. Yo, stop passing it to Vinicius Jr.
Yeah.
Yo, I swear to God, I swear on my mother. He said, bro. On my mama.
On my mama.
He said, I think he's playing against us. Yo, so there's a mole inside
Los
Merengues.
I was just talking about trying to see if Erling Haaland was a good teammate. I don't know if Karim Benzema is the best of teammates right now, okay?
Buddy, he's already almost gone to jail for blackmailing his friend. And now he out here being like, no, you need to trust me. I think this guy's against us.
Because, look, I'll be honest, but I just think that Vinicius is the Antichrist, the devil. He's trying to do everything he can to make sure that we are not successful.
Yo, Mendy, on my mama, he says some wild shit about you behind your back.
Bro, that was pretty wild. So the one weird thing...
Smog's putting the snake in the chat. I mean...
The one thing that's interesting is that he doesn't say Vinicius's name in it, but he's covering his mouth. The camera kind of has... Like, the camera's on...
There's enough audio to hear what he's saying, even though he's covering his mouth, like, which is so stupid.
Who could he be talking about, right?
Yeah, but also, like, imagine I was like... You're Christian. Like, you still hear me. You know what I mean?
But in Spanish, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Oye, Christian. No diga eso. Es un revolú. You know? It's like, fam, we could still hear you. There's microphones everywhere.
Yeah. Super funny. I think he thought he was on the pitcher's mound, just talking, thinking nobody was.
He's doing that NFL thing with, like, the laminated sheet of paper. Well, maybe you're learning about this, Morgan. Right? The laminated sheet of paper.
Pretty surreal. I've never really heard something like this, like, sort of been made public about, like, to this degree. Not only it's like, look, he's not playing well, don't give him the ball. It's literally he is actively working against our success. You need to not look at that man. You know what I mean?
Dude, Colo Blanco makes a great point. It's an official Champions League video. Because right after he says it, he's like, oh, my mama, don't pass it to him. I swear he's playing against us. the champions. It's like clockwork. Dude,
that should be the commercial, man. So funny. I mean, and I know Karim Benzema. He posted an Instagram story, like, and it was sort of cryptic, just kind of saying like that. Like people are gonna talk, but the number nine will keep going forward. Something like that. I'm very much paraphrasing, but he just wasn't clear. He just wasn't really addressing it. He just taking it as like, oh, everybody's just talking smack. They didn't know what I was talking about. But it's like, all right, when you say don't pass it to him, brother. He's like, yeah. Brother, don't pass it to him. He doesn't want us to win or something like that.
Right.
When you say that, you're talking about one of your teammates, and now you're leaving it on us to guess who you're talking about.
Yo, you want to hear what's crazy, though?
What?
Benzema was trying to blackmail his homie with a video, and now he's getting dragged for a video. Yo, he's getting Benzema, dude.
Yeah, that was – who was the player? Someone to check and remember. Who was the player that –
it was like a sex tape.
It was on the French national team.
And he was like, was it Blaise Matuidi?
No, it wasn't Blaise Matuidi. I know it was a white player, but I don't remember who it was. Valbuena. Yes.
Dude, Valmala. Yeah, he was like, yo, I don't have the film, but I know these guys that do. Why you know these nefarious individuals, Benzema?
I mean, look, I hope, you know, I hope it all works out with the team. I mean, Real Madrid, they had a great Clásico, the Champions League, they lost their first game. I forgot to who, forgive me, because I don't remember, but
Shakhtar?
Talking about Shakhtar Real Madrid? Donetsk, right, they lost to Shakhtar.
Dude, they got destroyed by Shakhtar Donetsk.
And they drew to Borussia Mönchengladbach, but
At least they came back.
They should have lost that game, to be honest. They got pretty, in my opinion, kind of a little bit lucky.
And homie from, well, I mean, they did take over sort of, you know, momentum in the second half. But the dude from Mönchengladbach, he got to be kicking himself in the face, which I don't know if he can do. It's very difficult. Because he had the opportunity to score four goals in that match, and he shanked two of them.
Marcus Thuram, yeah.
Yeah, and they took him out. They took him out in the 75th minute or some shit like that. Like,
they
what
wanted
are you
to
doing?
Defend, and for what?
For what? You're playing, what's that called? What's that called in the NFL? Morgan, help me out here. Was it prevent defense? They Correct. Went prevent defense. They parked the bus on them
they
joints.
Didn't work out. I know, and credit to Madrid, because they put on a high press, a lot of pressure. They took a lot of chances, and it could have bitten them in the ass. But
Benzema played great, so maybe when he's being like a conniving dick is when he plays the best. Like, you know how like some wide receivers and strikers have to be assholes in order for them to like have the edge. Maybe that's what he needs. Maybe he needs like a little jug. You know what I mean? Like a little game.
But what do you think of, like, do you think that is going against maybe the coach's wishes?
Vinicius is a child as well. This is horrible. No, there's no other way to slice this besides this is a horrendous thing to do.
There's so many statements and stories saying that Vinicius and Benzema are like absolute, like that's his hero. He respects him. He wants to be like mentored by him. And to see something like that, well, how do you think this affects Vinicius?
Yo, we were saying they played better, and Borb Martin said it's because they stopped passing to Vinicius. That's fucked up. Oh, Vini Jr. Yeah, I mean, this has got to break your heart, you know? This also reminds me of like, you know, Drake was a big Clips fan growing up. And then he had that beef with Pusha T, right? Like, that's got to hurt, you know? Like, imagine I had, an argument with, like, you know, the Earl of Sandwich, who invented the sandwich. That would break my heart. My childhood would be ruined.
Okay. I want to bring up this story because this was fun and entertaining. And obviously, we talk about Premier League. We talk about a lot of things going on.
Thank you for saying that, because RCAB just said, this ain't the Prem Show. It's the non-MLS, not live on Fubo show.
But Prem Show is just easy. It's more succinct. But
Yeah. What we said is just from... And also, we never specifically said it's about the Premier League, because we talked about the Canadian Premier League once or twice.
Correct.
It's our premiere show.
I wanted to bring this up. This is a fun story. I saw it trending on Twitter. I'm like, Let's get this on screen right now. Adele and Skepta are reportedly dating.
Now, you want to talk about something that has absolutely nothing to do with the Premier League. Let's talk about this.
Okay, this is very much Premier League related. There's lots of Premier League fans are huge fans of Skepta, and I'm sure they who doesn't love Adele?
I'm a massive Skepta fan, much bigger fan of Skepta than Adele. Hello? But do you know who Skepta was dating just before this?
Who?
I'll give you a hint. Supermodel. Threw a phone at her assistant.
I mean, that's every supermodel, so it's really not willing.
Like, but like, almost went to jail for it.
Why don't I? I don't know. I don't pay attention to who's
Spoggs is right. Naomi Campbell.
Naomi Campbell like 30 years older than he is?
Yo, no, he's like pretty old. He's been in the game for a hot minute.
Okay.
He's like, I think, 39 or 40, 41. I mean, he's in great shape. You know what I mean? Shouts to him.
He also has Adele.
Adele, you know, in amazing shape, right? But remember, she was getting all that shit for going to Carnival.
Yes, yes. She's. I mean, they both come from Jamaican heritage. So
yeah. Well, I mean, she grew up in Tottenham. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. She's like people don't really realize like Adele's like an OG. Like she is like the real deal.
Yeah, she's down. Like, here's what I'm saying. Like, I get that sometimes in America we're like, yo, she's appropriating culture. It's like, how her people feel about her. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, show me the people you grew up with. If they cool with you, then I guess I'm cool with you.
Sure. Okay. I'm glad we could get to that. So this has been the the relationship buzz segment with the Cooligans.
We're talking about premier relationships. Okay.
Okay.
Also, if we're gonna talk about UK hip hop, you gotta listen to, I think it's called Flowers. Chip has sent for. That's when you diss another, like when you drag another a rapper. He sent for Stormzy, dude. The bars are insane.
Okay, it's all right. Everybody, now you know.
Chip.
Okay, I gotta listen. I don't listen to too much grime.
It's not really grime. Grime's kind of dead.
Okay.
It's now UK hip hop. They're using regular beats now. It's not that like shit that everyone repeats. Like, go to the party, party, go to the party, party. That was like grime. It's like, yo, well, y'all need to stop doing cocaine out there.
Okay. Let's talk about what's going on at Arsenal with Mesut Ozil.
What's next? No, yeah, dude. All I know is, so this was in the New York Times, the erasure of Mesut Ozil, and not like.
And I love this. Look at this. The article has Mesut Ozil disappearing as if he's become a ghost.
Dude, this is like national. New York Times.
This is the paper of record.
Buddy, I got an email. I got the New York Times email talked about Mesut Ozil.
Yeah.
I mean, this is huge. Hugely embarrassing if you're Arsenal.
Yeah, so if you haven't heard, obviously, Mesut Ozil is no longer on any...
He wasn't registered. He didn't get a number this year, nothing.
He's just not a member of Arsenal. He is playing... I mean, he has a salary, and he is owed
money.
He has a contract. He is being paid, but he is not on any game, rosters. He's... at first, he was, like, just sort of left off the 18, and now he is just absent. He has just completely been removed, and... People are trying to figure out why this is happening. On the article in itself, in the headline, it says, in the byline, it says a year ago, he was one of the Premier League's highest paid players. Now, after angering China and refusing a pay cut, he has simply vanished. So obviously, if you are not like, pay attention to the news and I heard about what China is doing to the Uyghur people, And everything.
We're about to
get
kicked off Twitch.
Apparently, you cannot comment on any of this stuff. I don't know. But he made.
Oh my god! I just got an email from Theo at twitch.com. And he's like, "Oye, coño, cállate."
So he made comments about this, and we saw this stuff with like the NBA, and if you criticize China with any of these things, like that, China has so much financial. Influence
they mad sensitive
that they can basically make threats and different companies that have their money kind of tied in China get pretty upset, or they get fearful of what happened. But so I don't know, you know, because even before he made those comments, I mean, Mesut Ozil was still like, if we're talking about it in a vacuum, right, and we're just talking about his gameplay. It was like slipping, right? He was not. Arsenal was having a tough time even with him. They were.
Yeah, but the point you're making is like, okay, maybe he doesn't qualify anymore. He's not good enough for the $350,000. No,
I still think he's very much being disrespected, without a doubt. But like, if let's.
But he's good enough to be on the team,
without a doubt. He's good enough to be on any team in the world.
But yo, he says something about your mans. You know what I mean? So you gotta.
So I don't know. I don't know what the.
Hold on. Punk Rock Dad just said send him to MLS. I actually don't think MLS would take him if he's angered China. Do you get what I'm saying?
Really?
Yeah, because I think all these leagues kind of have the same. And he's gonna have to go play in Turkey. I think all these leagues are kind of dealing with the same thing. Look what happened to the NBA. Look what happened to LeBron James when he says something about China. They were like, "Yo, fam."
I mean, this feels a little bit more like the Colin Kaepernick situation being kind of sort of blackballed. But I don't know. It's weird because he wasn't when he made those comments. He wasn't like immediately kicked off the team, or it was kind of.
But he was made to. He was chastised,
without a doubt. Or I remember when it happened because Arsene was still there. Right? Yes, because
no.
I believe so. Arsene was still there when he made the comments. This is like about 3 years ago. And when he made those comments, he was upset that people weren't, like, Arsenal wasn't really defending him. And I think Arsene may have, like, was vague about, like, what was going on or something like that. I don't remember it 100% accurately, but I remember that that's what his frustration was, that he felt like he wasn't really being supported in calling out, like, some injustice towards, Muslim people.
Yeah, so, I mean, what's happening is, I mean, you know, what's happening to the Uyghur people is horrific, and I've listened to The Daily, the podcast by the New York Times, which is now talking about this. Yeah. I've listened to a lot of these things, and yeah, dude, it's shocking. I don't understand where the standoff came from. Like, I get that they're upset that he talked about this. I can understand from a business perspective why you'd be upset, because you're like, great, now I have to deal with this and I don't want to. You know what I mean? Kind of. But I'm not on their side. You have to be on the side of human rights, I would assume, right?
Yeah, I don't know where the
but like to not be registered, like he must have said some wild shit.
Yeah,
like something had to happen where he was like, fuck you, like knocking shit over in order for it to get this far. Because it can't just be, yo, he like, because he was, from all accounts on social media, he wasn't talking greasy, he wasn't pulling a Messi.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? He wasn't sending messages to like Aaron Ramsey, like, I hate the way they just let you leave, fam. You know what I mean?
Yeah. From all accounts, it seems like he is a decent human being and trying to be as professional and reasonable as possible. So I don't know how it got to this point where he's just being paid a ton of money. And also, even when players get paid a lot of money, for the most part, at least fans are like, yo, we're paying him a whole bunch of money. Play the dude. And it's not even that. There's just really something that they're not telling us. Because it's crazy.
Something's happening.
They can't get rid of him. They won't let him play. Maybe he had a falling out with Arteta. Like, something's going on. But it's generally pretty messed up. So it's unfortunate. I hope he gets to. Is this his last season under his contract?
Yes, it is. And also, Punk Rock Dad 81 said MLS isn't popular in China like the NBA, which is true. But you still need that money. You know what I mean? Like,
that's, how much Chinese influence is in American soccer?
I mean, the other thing is in the sponsors. They could tell the sponsors, "Yo, cut MLS off." I'm sure those sponsors also sponsor stuff in China. Like, China has a lot of pull. But he said being friendly with Erdogan, which is the president or the prime minister of Turkey, is terrible in and of itself. That is also true.
Yeah, yeah.
Erdogan is a pretty horrific human being, and he is friends with them. So, you know, can't really be on your absolute high horse there, Mesut Ozil.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah. He's a big Erdogan supporter. That said, dude, I mean, he's calling out atrocities against humans. You know what I mean? Like, I could put all that aside and just listen to this and be like, okay, you're right. The Uyghur people should not be treated the way they're being treated. And it's kind of shocking that no one's really doing anything about it. You know what I mean? But I just can't imagine how you go so far as to have your highest player not even be registered with a number for the season.
Yeah. They're like, yeah, they told the kit man, like, hey, we won't need this one. Get rid of the Z. We won't need it.
Burn it. Take all the umlauts and throw them in the garbage.
We're not going to need them for this season. Unfortunate. Unfortunate. Yeah, I don't know what, you know, it's just a, look, at the end of the day, it's just obviously it's soccer, it's football, whatever. I mean, there's bigger matters sort of at hand. But this is just one of those strange things where you just, it doesn't, they're just not, they're, we'll probably never know until the Mesut Ozil biography comes out about what is the reasoning behind this. Because this is such a strange, it's just such a strange thing where, because they're not saying anything, it does feel like, yo, there's like, Does China really like kind of make these decisions? Like, do they really have that much of an influence? And so it feels like a bit more insidious than it might actually be.
100%. And also, you know, this is probably the only real question mark for Arteta, because his character is kind of spotless up until now. Especially as a manager, he seems to be making all the right decisions. He seems to be holding firm with saying things like, you know, with.
I just went, lousy human values. You just said Mesut Ozil biopic starring Rami Malek, which is great.
You just want to see Rami Malek in the thing. But yeah, the point I'm trying to make is that, you know, Arteta's kind of been like a choir boy up until now. Like, he could do no wrong.
Sure.
All of a sudden, this has got to be a real question mark, because he was part of the decision making to be like, nah, man, you out. And it's like, for what?
Okay. JWare24 had a good point. She said, from what I heard from other podcasts, it is a combo of his views and his playing style. Very talented going forward, but doesn't really do anything else. That is not what Arteta wants right now. He wants players who work harder all around.
Well, you know, like, and here's the only reason I didn't bring this up, because I've not been able to confirm it. Apparently, Arsene Wenger didn't even make him come into practice. Wenger was like, show up whenever you want. You good. Because we're going to basically build the offense around you, and you kind of do your own thing. So we don't really need you to learn what, because, you know, for as amazing as Arsene Wenger is, he didn't really have a system. He had a formation. You know what I mean? And he had a philosophy. Once you know the philosophy, you good. You know where you got to stand. You know what I mean? It's not like he missed so much. He's like, am I in goal? And they're like, no, Ozil, take off that shirt and put on a red one, you know? So Arteta's like, nah, mate, you coming in every day. You're learning ours, because he has a system very similar to Pep Guardiola's, which is like,
is that how Arteta talks? He says, yeah. Mate, the Spanish man is like,
he played in England for a long time. Imagine was like, nah, blood. Get your bum clad ass. He speaks
Arteta
like Adele.
Hanging out with troops, I guess.
With Adele. So, yo, like, as far as, isn't he French? No, he's from Spain. But like, as far as I'm concerned, you have to show up to practice to learn the system that he has. If you don't do that, I could understand why you're off the team. But no one is talking about this. Everyone's talking about some tweets he sent towards China. He sent for China the way Chip sent for Stormzy.
Oh, whoa. I can't believe you went there, Alexis.
Oh, man. And by the way, did you know Stormzy showed up to his house, dog? I mean, there's a lot going on.
Because I got the reference, and I just hope everyone else in the chat also got it, just like I did. Okay.
Well, I hope they've been here this whole time.
Okay. Look, it's a fascinating story. And yeah, check it out in the New York Times about it, because it's made American news at this point. That's how serious
it was its own email from New York Times.
Yeah.
So millions of people who have no clue what Arsenal is got that email.
It's pretty wild.
That's like, imagine the Colin Kaepernick thing going out, you know, on like the Saudi Arabian Times. People be like, what is NFL? What the hell are you talking about?
Yes, the Saudi Arabian Times. I'm a loyal subscriber.
$1 a week. It's not bad.
Okay. All right. I think we're done for the day. We've Alexis. I know you got to run. You have a show tonight. But everybody, thank you again in the chat for joining us here on Twitch. People listening to the podcast, make sure.
Did we figure out what color your shirt is? Everyone, put it in the chat right now. Someone did put Bleen, which is blue and green. Shouts to whoever that was.
You know what? That sounds like a slur. I don't know okay. what that is.
Couple of Bleens.
So yeah, everybody, thank you again for joining us today. We appreciate it. Twitch.tv/soccercooligans if you're listening to the podcast. We are here every Wednesday, usually at 6 p.m. Eastern. We did it a little earlier today. But
RCAB said GRU. It's green and blue.
It's always, we have a lot of fun here, so join us on Twitch and get in the chat and share some stories, jokes, topics, and we'll talk all about it. All right, everybody, thank you again for tuning in. RIP Daryl Grove. If you haven't,
we love you, Daryl Grove.
We love you, Daryl. If you haven't heard our podcast, it came out today. We're taping this on Wednesday. Check it out. We play back the episode with Daryl and Taylor that we taped earlier this year, and it was an emotional experience. But if you want to remember Daryl and how funny, I listened to the episode again. It was just so. I mean, we had a great time. It was super funny, and it was great to.
And it was it's dope that we got to give him his TV debut.
Yeah, yeah. So that was at least one thing we could give back to him. So, all right, everybody. I hope you are well. Take care. Take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. My name is Christian Polanco.
I'm Alexis Guerreros.
And together, what are we?
The Cooligans!